My name is Joshua Dreitel. I am an attorney and practice criminal defense law in New York City. I have a firm with four lawyers. Being wiretap affects my work in a number of ways. First, it creates difficulties in communications that otherwise would be candid. So, for example, over electronic means, either the internet or telephone, I cannot discuss matters with either clients or witnesses or other lawyers because those otherwise confidential communications would be overheard. A second part is that, obviously, it to some extent creates conflict between the work that you're doing for others and, in essence, your own sense of privacy and security. I've joined the ACLU's lawsuit because I feel, first, that the wiretapping in warrantless form is illegal, and also because I believe that people who are in the position that I'm in, rather than look for another way out, which is, let's say, maybe to stop doing the work I'm doing or to keep silent, would be inappropriate, and that it's more appropriate to challenge the government and essentially compel the government to fulfill its constitutional duties and not violate them. The fundamental problem with the Bush NSA spying program is that it is done outside the contours of the law and the Constitution. There is a specific and statutory mechanism for wiretapping that was put in place to stop the abuse of unilateral executive branch wiretapping of Americans. And this program violates it, and in fact, the more recent revelations by the government that it is now processing these requests through the very court that it claimed it didn't need or which was unable to do it because of time constraints or other factors, in fact, is an admission and a concession that the wiretapping done without approval of the court was in fact illegal, and we really don't know the scope of what they're presenting to the court, so I don't want to necessarily say that that would be legal, but it's certainly an admission that what they were doing before was illegal. Among the recent revelations of government spying, in addition to the NSA wiretapping program, that I found most notable, probably the first would be the mail opening, and not so much because it involves either more or less than the other Pentagon or financial spying and surveillance that we've seen, but for two reasons, one of which is such a fundamental issue of privacy in what you put in a letter and the confidence that when you send a letter to someone and use the Postal Service that it is in fact a private and confidential means of communication. And that goes back so long. It's not a question of technology. It's not a question of new answers to constitutional issues. This is an issue that the Fourth Amendment was all about in the 18th century when the Constitution was enacted in the Bill of Rights. So that hasn't changed one bit, and there's no argument that there's any kind of technological basis for looking at the question any differently. The other thing about the mail, the part of it is that it's so patently illegal on the basis of prior abuses, again, by the government that were uncovered during the 1970s and revealed during that period in the Church Committee and all of that. So you would have thought that that was not an issue that was in contest. But yet, here we're facing the same abuses again.